We learn out the laws of Hechsher Kalim from the Klei Midjan in Parashas Matos, that they had that any kli that became traved through fire, you have to kasher it with fire libun, and any kli that became traved through the medium of water has to be kashered through water. That was the basic look. In fact, the famous kasher of Ramban, why over here we had other mechamas. So the Ramban's famous answer about those were mechamas or Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara tells us in Chul and Dav Yud Zayin about Talach and Kadigli de Chazeli, the special Hederim, perhaps you could use non-kosher pots. So, and of course, when the Torah, and the assumption must be that they wanted to use a kli within 24 hours. If you waited 24 hours, it's no saying tam lefgam, so at least it's no longer a deraisa. So it must be the case is that we're talking about within 24 hours. So by the difference is, by hagola, you're being poet the taste. By liban, you're getting rid of the taste. That's why you have to wait 24 hours by hagola. You don't wait 24 hours by liban. In fact, that's the Gemara's kasha, so who cares? The Torah is made that the taste never leaves. Don't let it leave. Destroy the taste. So Gemara says, you're right, Dilma Paka, but we're concerned you're not going to do it properly. It's going to break. Which leads to the shaila many people have today about a family relative, not from, and they give you china plates that haven't been used in years. So can I use them? Do I need to kasha them? Do I not need to kasha them? They quote, we'll see a Chacham Tzvi, a Yerushalmi, even the Chacham Tzvi, actually, his case, we'll see, is only by Chametz B'Pesach. His case was someone took out a Chametz pot and cooked it. And cooked matzah in there. So we see the Chacham Tzvi makes a distinction between Shari Surim and Chametz B'Pesach. So we'll get to that. So the different Heterim, to what other Heterim people give? So none is a famous, so Rav Moshe Tenler, the Gemara talks about there is a way of kashering earthenware by putting it in the Kivshon. So, because obviously there's no concern, because that's where it was made. So Rav Moshe Tenler suggests it's not that practical, as many things can't be in there long enough. But if you put it in the self-cleaning oven, so therefore that's how you could kasher china. I don't think china will make it. In fact, I got a shaila this year. Someone used, well, it was more interesting, it was in the kosher Pesach section, they used oat milk. Milk from oats. So Pashas, it's chametz, even though there were some shittas that we don't assume oats is when in the 5 grain. And he used a frying pan, he used a pot and silverware, so generally waiting 24 hours works, but not on Pesach, because chametz isn't bata ofil b'mashahu. So the frying pan wasn't, to the frying pan you do liban, that's not an issue. The pot, you can't do hagola, it doesn't work. So either, but you can do liban. So if the pot could fit in the oven, you put it on 500 degrees for about 30 minutes, and then you could kosher it. If not that, you could put it on top of a stove top to fire probably for about 10 minutes, and you could do, like with nothing in it, you could probably, do liban. And the silverware also, if you could, if they could make it in the oven or those ways. If not, there's more to rely on. Maybe it was never used. It's only used on a kli sheni, and it wasn't boeya. So either way, the question is, what about, so Rav Moshe Tenler says to kosher it in a self-cleaning oven. Others don't like it. Rav Moshe himself says practically it probably won't work, and others don't like it. They say maybe it's dafka kivshon where you could make it. But here you can't make it in the self-cleaning oven. Pashas should make a difference because of the temperature. So that's one way. Another way they talk about is usually china is never used in Kli Rishon, you know, I guess the Shiloh would only be made for use in a microwave, and you, but let's assume China is never put in a Kli Sheni, so it's a machokas among the poskim whether we say they're oblias by Kli Sheni. Two days in the Shulchan Aruch, they have a poskim say in a case where it's Efshar, you can't kosher it because China can't be koshered. So therefore, in a case which it's Efshar, so then you could rely on Kli Sheni that there aren't any blias. Right, then there's a discussion whether a double gush goes on it. That's already a discussion. They've quote the Rama, the Marshal, whether a double gush on that plate would make it would have blias. But already that's also a debate. And as well, others point out, among others, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, but others point out, today all the china is glazed, so therefore it's like a glass. In other words, that's where Rabadi uses it with kula in both directions. He says that you don't need tefilas kelim because it's china. But in terms of kashrus, since it's glazed on top, so it's not boeya. So that's another option. That's another kula to rely on. There's a famous tshuva Ramoshi. He says to wait a year. And it's not exactly a chacham svi, but it's a similar yisod, but it's not this. In fact, the Chacham Svi is only set up by Chametz B'Pesach. In other words, because what's the concern? He says, because all year round, what's the we make a gzera atu eino ben yomo. In other words, we make a gzera, so he's saying when it comes to Chametz B'Pesach, normally we assume, and Shari Surim, after 24 hours, it's Mutta B'Dievid. And after 12 months, he says it's Mutta even B'Chachila, because all the taste is out. So it's not that much. So by Shari Surim, we want to make a gzera after 24 hours to after 12 months, they're very similar, so we'd be concerned, because they're both mutter, one's mutter, but the other one's, but at least according to the Rama, that Eino Ben Yomo by Pesach isn't, because it's not, after Ben Yomo, by Pesach, according to Ramat Usher, Chametz B'Pesach, so on Chametz B'Pesach, I mean, Shari Surim, after 24 hours, it's Mutter, but after 24 hours, it's not Mutter for Chametz B'Pesach, according to the Rama, so by after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Heter Gamar, so there's a big difference, so we're not concerned. So either way, it's based on the Chacham Svi. It's actually Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes about you can't. The Gemara talks about ablias of Yayin after 12 months disappear. It's a Shailavit Tafka Yayin. The Yerushalmi writes in Trumas about since you can't, but how are you going to kasher Kli Cheres? So he says what you do is when you can't. You can't do Liban, you can't do Hagolah. So what you do is, Hagolah doesn't work, so you do Hagolah three times in order to makshur Kli Cheres. So that's how the Baal Iter extends it. So the Baal Iter even extends it to Eino Ben Yomo. So you have the Yerushalmi about doing Haggadah three times. So you have so with Maisa, you have, let's say you get this non-kosher china, or at least Suffolk non-kosher. So in theory, you have Ramosha Tenla, or you could do it in a self-cleaning oven. That would count, except the problem is it would break. You have to rely on most china hasn't been used only on a klisheni, and the machlokas where they're klish, there any bleas by klisheni. So b'makam sheyefshar, will rely on that. And then you have Rav Avadi about glazed, perhaps doesn't even need hakshur. And you have Ramosha. You have others who say, you know, you wait for a year, and then based on the Yerushalmi, they said you might as well do Haggadah, you know, Haggadah three times. Yerushalmi's talking about Chumas Darabanan. The Shulchan Aruch quotes to Yerushalmi regarding Bishu Akum, which is only Darabanan 2 days, whether you have to kasha the Kli. So he's Mako by a case where, I think it gets the case of Kli Cheres by Bishu Akum. So he says you could do Haggadah three times. Those are, you know, some of the issues regarding Hekster Kalim.